فخدريه من الاول.
You know these old people, they've been standing up there for a long time. Why don't we just let them?
As the screenwriter for The Siege, Lawrence Wright knows all too well that it is almost never a good sign in Hollywood when your movie does not draw crowds on the opening weekend.
Thank you very much. Now we just get...
Little did he know in 1998 that this movie would be different.
The Siege was a box office failure, but it was the most rented movie in America after 9/11, and I reflected on that.
In the movie, an FBI agent, played by Denzel Washington, tries to knock out a terrorist sleeper cell in New York City before it has a chance to strike. It is a race against time, as an overzealous army general, played by Bruce Willis, curbs the civil rights of Muslims while the city is under martial law.
Intelligence tells us that he is most likely Arab-speaking, between the age of 14 and 30, narrowing the target to 15,000 suspects.
In the wake of the September 11th attacks, the movie seemed eerily similar to real events playing out in the United States.
I began to, with some dread, wait for the next thing to happen because, you know, we'd already predicted it in the movie.
While The Siege ends well, Wright does not believe life in the post-9/11 world is imitating the art he brought to the big screen.
I think that one reason people turn to The Siege after the strikes of 9/11 is that the movie turns out well. We behave well as a country, finally. We turn to our original constitutional guarantees of liberty and due process and so on. It's unclear that we're going to have the real-life good ending anytime soon. We've got a lot of work to do to restore those liberties. And
after the attacks, Wright set out to research Al-Qaeda as the basis for a book that would provide a detailed history of the radical Muslim movement. Called The Looming Tower, it is now a national bestseller and one of the most prominent books on the subject. It is also the basis for a one-man stage show that premiered in New York in March.
He had all his wives in this building? That's kind of trashy, don't you think?
Called My Trip to Al-Qaeda, it features Wright as himself. Equipped with books, notes, and a projector, he sets out to share with the audience his discoveries and research.
Most Americans simply, after 5 years, don't really understand the nature of this movement, and no one really has sat down and laid it out for them in a understandable fashion. And that's what I'm attempting to do, is just explain to them who these people are, what radicalized them, what caused this appetite for blood that's so characteristic of Al-Qaeda. These are things that, you know, have never really been understood, and I hope that through the play that people can get a sense of who these people are and why they attacked America and perhaps what we can do about it.
Is Bin Laden right?
Wright has tackled other issues as a columnist for The New Yorker magazine. He also wrote the screenplay to the film Noriega about the ousted Panamanian dictator. But no issue has driven him as much as his work trying to understand the rise of terrorism against the West and the lessons to learn.
What's really important for Americans to understand is that Al-Qaeda can't destroy America. But we can undo some of the most important things that set our country apart. We're the ones that can destroy the things that are really meaningful about America. And America really does stand for something in the world. Without America, the world's a more dangerous place. But we are the ones, we're the custodians of this liberty, and we have to be very careful to guard it.
After his stage show comes to a close at the end of April, Wright plans to make a public speaking tour at universities across America. Kane Faribault, VOA News, New York.